Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pre-match press conference with India captain Mr. Virat Kohli. We shall have the same process. Please put yourself on mute and wait for your turn and keep your cameras off. Indrajit Sen Gupta from AVP.
Yeah, hi Virat. My question is that Rahane told that the pitch is going to turn like the third test. So India needs to just draw a test match for the World Test Championship. So don't you think that this may again result in a boomerang against India if the ball turns for the England as well?
No, I don't think so.
Vishesh Rai.
Hi Virat, you were the first one to accept that batting was quite bad from both the teams in the third test. I just wanted to ask, do you think there has been a lot of noise about this particular Ahmedabad pitch, and do you think spinning tracks are unfairly subjected to more criticism as compared to other tracks which actually can be bad?
Yeah, I totally believe that. There's always too much noise and too much conversation about spinning tracks. I'm sure that, you know, if our media is in a space to contradict those views or present views which say that, you know, it is unfair to criticize only spinning tracks, then I think it'll be a balanced conversation. But the unfortunate bit is that everyone sort of plays along with that narrative and, you know, just keeps making it a news till the time it's relevant, and then a test match happens. If you win on day 4 or day 5, no one says anything, but if a match finishes in 2 days, everyone pounces on the same issue. It's just, you know, becomes an issue to talk about. We lost in New Zealand on day 3 in 36 overs. I'm sure none of our people as well wrote about the pitch. It was all about how India played badly in New Zealand. And none of the pitches were criticized. No one came and saw how much the pitch was doing, how much the ball was moving, and how much grass there was on the pitches. So the reason for our success as a team has been that we haven't cribbed about any pitches that we played on. And we would continue to play like that as a team moving forward as well. And yeah, it is always been the case that spinning tracks come into focus way more. And when the ball seams on a particular pitch and teams get bundled out for 40, 50, 60, no one writes about the pitch. It's always about bad batting. So I think we all need to be very honest with ourselves that what space are we talking from and what's the idea behind continuing this narrative, and what purpose it serves people who keep continuing this conversation, which is quite one-sided.
Hari Joshi and Sunil Vaidhan.
Hi, Skipper. Skipper, moving away from the topic of pitch discussion, it was quite fascinating to know that, you have hardly given an inch to Jimmy Anderson ever since the 2014 tour to England. Can you tell us about your preparation that goes against, Jimmy, and what is it that you have done that he's had no success after that against you?
Well, obviously,
the other question was, it's been 11 innings. The kind of records that you have set for yourself are pretty high. 2 half centuries in this series, but a big score just around the corner.
Answering your first question, I think Jimmy Anderson is a world-class bowler. I probably would have thought way too much into how to handle him in England in 2014. I think from then onwards, I've treated every bowler as someone who's running in with the ball, and I just need to play the ball, not the bowler. Having said that, he's gotten quite close to dismissing me a few times since then as well. Even in the last tour of England, a couple of catches were dropped. Even last game, a catch was dropped, so I could have been out a couple of more times to him. But that doesn't make anyone a bunny. Again, these are conversations which are quite one-sided. I've seen batters who are dismissed by other bowlers way too much. But it just becomes a conversation for people when they plot me and Jimmy against each other. We obviously have a lot of respect for each other's skill sets. And it's always great to come up against world-class bowlers. And he's surely one of them. Playing for so long and, without that much skill and commitment, you can't play for that long. So you always have to be at the top of your game when facing him. And I've just continued to do that. It's just been so that in the last few games that we played, he hasn't dismissed me. But that doesn't mean that he's not a potent bowler or he's not, his skill is not good enough anymore. And answering your second question, no. I'm not in any haste or any desperation because I understand where I stand as a batsman, how I'm playing, what my responsibility in the team is. And people look at things from a very different point of view. They look at milestones. If the team doesn't do well, they look at captaincy. If the team does well and batsmen don't perform, they look at individual scores. So for me, these are just, you know, issues oscillating between one another. My responsibility as the captain of the Indian cricket team and as a batsman is to score runs, make sure that I keep pushing the team forward, get involved in partnerships. Along that process, if milestones happen, great. If they don't, the team should win. At the end of the day, that's our main goal and that's always been my goal.
Considering it will be a similar track, do you think the ball will make difference? The pink ball, the way it behaved on the track, and the red ball will behave on this track. The ball played, in your opinion, do you think ball played a major part in last match rather than the pitch? And the other thing is, do you think reverse swing may come into picture in this match?
I don't understand why a ball, a cricket ball, the cricket pitch, all these things are brought into focus. Why don't we just focus on the fact that the batsmen were just not skilled enough on that pitch to play properly? And it was a bizarre display of batting by both teams in a test match. And I will continue to maintain that because I've played this game long enough to understand what happens on the cricket field. And it's not a change in ball colour or the change in a cricket ball. It's still round. It still weighs 5.5 ounces. So I don't know what difference it makes suddenly. The surface in Chennai was different in the first game. This track has more pace than that. You could see the fast bowlers as well. None of the balls went through on the Chennai track like it did for Ishant in those first couple of overs, or Bumrah as well. So the track in general has a bit more pace, and that's the result of the clay that's been laid in on the pitch. So it's very important to understand these small little details of the game. If you just make a cricket ball helping the bowlers a focus, or the pitch helping the bowlers a focus, then you're not really reading the game properly, in my opinion. And it's just a case of the wicket having a bit more pace and bounce. And I don't think that the red ball is going to change that whatsoever. And I would still maintain that the result in the last game was purely down to bizarre batting from both sides. Had we scored more runs in the game, then the game wouldn't have been over in 2 days. It would have gone three, maybe first half of the fourth day as well. So, yeah, it was just poor batting.
Srinivasrao?
One minute. Yeah, can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yes, I can.
Sorry. We're at bilateral cricket, has had its own charm, test series, home and away. You think World Test Championship puts some sort of onus on, that big picture to look at? How do you see the whole concept of the World Test Championship? Not disturbing you from this game, but generally speaking,
I think it works.
Does it work?
Look, I think it might work to be. If you want me to be brutally honest, it might work for teams who are not that motivated to play Test cricket. Teams that, like us, who are motivated to play Test cricket and want to win Test matches and keep Indian cricket team at the top of the world in Test cricket, we have no issues whatsoever whether it's a World Test Championship or not. I think for teams like us, it's just a distraction when you start thinking of the World Test Championship. Eventually, it's only a game of cricket. Even that game, a World Cup final, semi-final, anything you take, it's a game of cricket at the end of the day. And if you're not motivated to play a normal game of cricket and you're extra motivated to play a game of cricket which has some incentive to it, for me, as an individual, that's unacceptable. And we as a team have never played in that mindset. For us, any game is important. We are going to go for a result whenever the opportunity presents itself. And that's why people want to watch us as a team now. So you could ask some of the teams that probably wouldn't have looked at Test cricket as priority. But for us, it really doesn't change anything. As I said, if we start thinking too much about it, then that is a distraction from our process and plans that as a team we are very happy with, in the direction that we moved ever since 2014-15, when the young team started transition. We've been very happy in the direction we moved ahead, and we're going to go in the same direction.
Will MacPherson from Evening Standard.
Hi there. Joe Root said yesterday that England had had a bit of sickness in their camp in the bubble. Has your team got a clean bill of health going into this game, and should we expect you to keep the same kind of structure of your team that's been so successful over the last two games with Bumrah absent?
Look, Jasprit didn't play the test match that we won in Chennai. That shows you our bench strength. Having him obviously is a big boost for us, but having said that, our bench strength is very, very strong at the moment. We have guys who are hungry and ready to play, and there are no health concerns. Everyone's fit and fine here. There are no health issues. They probably would have got a bit of change in weather. It's gotten pretty hot in the last couple of days. It was quite pleasant in the first few. So that obviously becomes a factor in this time of the year when the weather changes so rapidly and the body takes a bit of time to adapt.
Shamit Chakravarti.
Hi, Virat. Virat, this is a sort of continuation of the last question. I mean, do you support rotation in test cricket? I mean, this is the pinnacle and every cricketer takes playing test cricket as a badge of honor. So unless a player himself is asking for a leave or he is willing to rest, do you think test cricket is the right place for rotation?
I feel any format of the game is the right place for rotation. No human being can possibly go on for that many number of games throughout the year. Everyone needs to find windows of having some time off, having a break, especially with bubble format and, you know, the kind of systems you have to follow in the bubble. It can get very monotonous and it's very difficult to keep yourself excited about small things. I think these are things that need to be considered for as long as we play in the bubble. Outside of that, I think it depends on where you stand physically more than mentally, but I think till the bubble exists, we need to keep the mental factor in the picture as well, because mental fatigue could be a huge, huge factor. Playing within a restricted area, moving around within a restricted area. So yeah, these are things that one needs to be aware of, and hence our bench strength becomes way more important, because if your guys hungry, ready, who read the game well, who understand where the game is heading and are brave enough to take on opportunities or situations to push the team forward, then you can rotate very easily. You know, there are 11 more guys who are ready to win a test match for India or a one day or a T20, and that's exactly what we are striving towards, and we have a clear roadmap as to where we need to go in the next 4 or 5 years, so that our transition is not difficult at all. You know, guys are ready, people can take breaks accordingly as and when it's required, and yeah, we have a clear plan that we need to move forward with.
We'll be taking last few questions from Rahul Rawat and then Abul Karadkar.
Hi Virat, would you still go with an extra batsman in Washington Sundar, considering Akshar Patel can bat as well, and or Kuldeep Yadav does find a place in this team? And secondly, Virat, as a captain, as Kuldeep Yadav's captain, has he fallen down the pecking order? Has he lost confidence, or is it skill that you've noticed over the last couple of years?
There's no issues with skill. There is no issues with headspace. His game is absolutely precise, bowling better than he's ever bowled before. Combinations. We need to make sure that we cover all facets of the game, and you know, we have our strongest balanced squad on the park. See, if a Jadeja is playing and you're talking about the third spinner, then you know, a Kuldeep comes into the picture way more because of Jadeja's experience with the bat and the number of times he's done the job for the team. Right now, we're going in with Ash. Washi's playing, Akshar's playing. Washi's is scored a few runs. Akshar's relatively new to test cricket. So yes, they can contribute with the bat, but it's not the same experience as a Jadeja. So your combination becomes very different. When a Jadeja comes in, you know, you're assured that, you know, he's responsible. He's going to do the job for the team, and he knows that he's done it again and again and again, so that you can play a Kuldeep who's primarily a wrist-spinning bowler. But yeah, it's all about combinations, and if people are not good enough, they won't be part of Team India. It's as simple as that. He's a very, very skillful bowler, and he'll always be in consideration to play whatever game is in front of us, purely because of what he brings with the ball. Very, very skilled. And yeah, his game is as good as it's ever been.
We'll take last two questions in English and then a couple in Hindi. Amol Karadkar and final one to Khurram Abhi in English.
Hi Virat, coming back to Adan, just continuing with the combination, have you finalized the 12? Can you give us an idea as such? And sorry to come back to the pitch thing, but purely from a fan's perspective globally, do you think this in general, home teams extracting undue advantage. Do you think it's time for the test cricket community as such to have a relook at it, to try and make the games more even as such?
It will be lovely if you ask us this question on an England, New Zealand, Australia tour. Not when you've seen two turning pitches in India. So that question for me is irrelevant at this point of time. Combination, we will have a look at the pitch again tomorrow, and we have a certain set idea of what we want to go with. Bumrah obviously is not available, so we'll just have to see what we want to go in with, and there won't be many changes to the last 11 that played. Probably, most probably, the similar kind of combination.
Umesh,
just
all but a certainty.
Sorry.
Yeah, Amol, we couldn't hear you.
Sorry, Umesh, all but a certainty to come in for Jasprit.
I just answered your question about the combination.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes,
Gurambi. Yeah, Virat, Cheteshwar has been a brilliant performer over the last two Australia tours, man of the series in 2019. This time also, he played some really good innings to help India win the series, historic series. But there's been a trend that we've noticed that every time he's come over from the last Australia tour over the last, twice in 2019 and 2021, he's had his struggles against left-arm spin. In Ranji Trophy final in 2019, Aditya Sarwate got him out twice for a combined score of one, and he faced 16 deliveries. He looked a little bit uncomfortable. And this time also, he started off very well, but...
Lost him,
Dismissed. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I lost you.
Yeah, sorry.
He started very well. I lost you after that.
Yeah, sorry. So this time also, you understood the question. Like this time also, last four innings, he's been dismissed by Jack Leach three times out of the last four innings. Do you think it's just a mere coincidence that he is finding it difficult against left-arm spin, or there has been something that people have noticed?
I don't know what the crux of the question is.
My question was basically that he's performed very well in Australia, but every time he's come, over the last two occasions, 2019 and 2021, he immediately after coming back from such good innings, he struggled a little bit against left-arm spin, whether it was Ranji Trophy final in 2019, Aditya Sarwate caught him out twice. This time also. So I was speaking to Fair yesterday, and he was saying that one of the reasons why they were successful was because they were able to cut the ability of his to, I mean, his, he has the ability to cut down on spin stepping out. So that is one of the reasons why they succeeded for against him with Vidarbha. So do you think that he's got some, he's been marked out, or do you think it's just a mere coincidence?
Cheteshwar Pujara himself, first and foremost, knows the things that he needs to improve on. The technicalities of the game, and the batting coach is here, you can probably speak to him more about how Cheteshwar's game is forming up against left-arm spin and all that. The fact of the matter is, till about 4 years ago, he was criticized for not scoring away from home. He was only a home track bully and only scored in India. Now he's performing for you everywhere outside of India. And a few innings where every batsman has struggled, barring maybe Rohit, and a couple of innings from Ash played well, Jinx got a 50, I got a couple. It's not been easy. So if you now start criticizing his game at home, then I don't think that's fair on him. He's a world-class performer, has been for us for a long period of time. And I will keep saying this again and again, along with Jinx, Pujara is our most important test player. He will continue to be so. Every cricketer, every batsman faces some sort of challenges in terms of a couple of areas where they might find a bit of need for improvement. That happens to all of us constantly, and he's a very responsible guy who will first and foremost go into the nets, bats more than anyone else to iron out his flaws, and I'm sure that he'll keep solidifying his game moving forward. But there is absolutely no concern whatsoever when it comes to Cheteshwar Pujara.
Final two in Hindi, and there's a request. Please keep your questions short, since this is an online press conference. If you keep it short, only then we can have more questions. Yeah, final two in Hindi. Sanjeevji.
Here, can I ask a question too?
No, sorry, Sanjeevji.
Molin, Rika here, can I ask a question?
No, it's time for Sanjeevji to ask a question.
Okay, thanks.
विराट संजीव बोल रहा हूँ. सबसे पहले तो आपको बधाई देना चाहूंगा. आप मैदान के बाहर एक आपका माइलस्टोन आपने हासिल किया, 100 मिलियन फॉलोअर्स इंस्टाग्राम पर. तो इसके लिए आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई. आपको कैसे इंस्पायर करता है ये, इसके बारे में बताएंगे थोड़ा सा इस तरह की उपलब्धियां. और एक खेल से रिलेटेड ये है कि ठीक है, पिच की बात हम हर जगह नहीं करते हैं, बट आप सबको पता है कि आप टेस्ट फॉर्मेट को कितना पसंद करते हैं. और जो डे नाइट टेस्ट भी हो रहा है वो इसीलिए हो रहा है कि टेस्ट क्रिकेट सर्वाइव करे, लंबा चले, ये 5 दिन का फॉर्मेट कंटिन्यू रहे. लेकिन इस बात को कितना जस्टिफाई करेंगे कि कोई भी टेस्ट क्रिकेट, चाहे वो इंडिया हो, हो इंग्लैंड में हो, न्यूजीलैंड में हो, वो 2 दिन में ढाई दिन में खत्म हो, इसको कितना जस्टिफाई करेंगे और इससे ओवरकम करने के लिए क्या करना होगा? आपके पास कोई इसके लिए आइडिया है?
सर आप एक सवाल मैं आपसे पूछूंगा, आप गेम जीतने के लिए खेलते हैं या 5 दिन चले और एंटरटेनमेंट के लिए खेलते हैं?
नहीं, मैं यही कहना चाहिए, पिच की बात नहीं कह रहा हूं. मतलब अगर 2 दिन का ही मैच हो रहा और 3 दिन का भी मैच हो रहा, तो इसका आपने स्किल की बात की. एक बार आपने कहा कि स्किल बैट्समैन का अच्छा नहीं, बैटिंग नहीं की पिछले 2 मैचेस में, तो इसमें आप भी इंक्लूड होते हैं और भी आप इतने बड़े बैट्समैन हैं, जो रूट भी इंक्लूड होते हैं आपके. अगर आप उतने अच्छे इस पिच पर जो भी है नहीं कर पा रहे हैं, तो फिर नए जो बैट्समैन होगा उनके लिए क्या होगा? क्योंकि ये भी बात होती है विराट की, आप ऐसी पिच पर भी अच्छी इनिंग खेले, आप भी खेले, पुजारा भी खेले, जो रूट भी खेले, और हम उसको भी इंजॉय करें. ये नहीं कह रहे कि जीतना हारना अपनी जगह है, बट वो भी एक एस्पेक्ट तो है.
सर मेरे पास इस चीज का कोई जवाब नहीं, क्योंकि हम गेम जीतने के लिए खेलते हैं. हम इसलिए नहीं खेलते कि मैं आके रन बनाऊं या पुजारा बनाए और जिंकिया रोहित सब बनाए और ऑपोजिशन में जो रूट बनाए तो लोगों को बहुत मजा आएगा. लोगों को मजा आना चाहिए इस चीज से कि टीम इंडिया जीती, चाहे मैच 2 दिन में खत्म हो, 3, 4, 5 कभी भी खत्म हो. तो आई थिंक अपनी, हमें अपनी सोच की तरफ एक ध्यान रखना होगा. पिछले मैचों में रन बने हैं, ऐसा नहीं है एक मैच की वजह से आप ये नहीं बोल सकते कि टेस्ट क्रिकेट हर कहाँ 2 दिन में, हर टेस्ट मैच तो खत्म नहीं होता. अगर टीम बहुत ज्यादा खराब खेल रही है तो ही मैच 2-2.5 दिन में खत्म होता है. तो चीजों को ऑब्जेक्टिवली देखना जरूरी है. जैसे मैंने पहले बोला, किसी भी इशू को बार बार ऊपर लाना, उसके बारे में कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी बनाना बहुत आसान होता है. आप उसकी अगर एक्सप्लेनेशन ले लेंगे, आप उसको समझ लेंगे, तो कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी खत्म हो जाती है. और अनफॉर्चुनेटली हम लोगों को एक्सप्लेनेशन लेनी नहीं है. तो ये सवाल मेरे लिए तो बिल्कुल मायने नहीं रखता, क्योंकि हमारा फोकस सिर्फ जीतने से है और हम सिर्फ जीत की तरफ ही फोकस रहते हैं. और जो आपने मेरे से पहला सवाल पूछा, तो वो उस चीज़ को तो मैं बिल्कुल ध्यान भी नहीं देता हूँ कि कितने फॉलोअर्स हो गए, या वो चीज़ मुझे इंस्पायर नहीं करती है. मुझे सिर्फ एक ही चीज़ इंस्पायर करती है कि मैं कैसे एक बेटर इंसान और बेटर क्रिकेटर बन सकता हूँ डेली बेसिस पे. अगर लोगों को वो देखना पसंद है, लोगों को उससे प्रेरणा मिलती है, उस चीज़ से मुझे खुशी होती है. इंस्पिरेशन मेरी सिर्फ अपने आप को इंप्रूव करते जाना है हर दिन, एज अ पर्सन और एज अ क्रिकेटर.
फाइनल वन लिली.
विराट, जब चैलेंजिंग फास्ट बॉलिंग विकेट होता है तो थोड़ा सा आप दम लगा के समझो, स्किल तो है ही, लेकिन गट्स और इसके साथ आप सर्वाइव कर सकते हो. ये स्पिनिंग ट्रैक पे सिर्फ गट्स होना या मन में इच्छा होना जरूरी नहीं है, स्किल होना कितना जरूरी है और उसके लिए क्या करना पड़ेगा?
सर डिफेंस होना बहुत जरूरी है. जो मैंने पैटर्न देखा है टेस्ट क्रिकेट में, आप अगर किसी भी मैच की हाईलाइट्स उठा के देख लें, आप अगर अच्छी बॉलिंग हो रही है तो आप उठा के देख सकते हैं कि 2 बैट्समैन अगर 45 मिनट के सेशन में, फ्रेम जो पीरियड है अगर मुश्किल बॉलिंग का, उसमें क्या 10 रन बना के बिना चांसेस दिए या बिना आउट हुए सर्वाइव कर पा रहे हैं कि नहीं. तो आई थिंक ये बिकॉज ऑफ इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ वाइड बॉल क्रिकेट, टेस्ट क्रिकेट में रिजल्ट्स बहुत आ रहे हैं, बट ये उसका एक बाय प्रोडक्ट बैटिंग की तरफ भी है कि हम लोग जो डिफेंस एक गेम का पार्ट होता है वो थोड़ा कॉम्प्रोमाइज हो रहा है, जितनी मुझे गेम की समझ है. और इसीलिए सब लोग बोलते हैं कि जल्दी 300-350 स्कोरबोर्ड पे लगा दो. वो 4-5 सेशन खेलने वाला ग्राइंड जो है वो आई डोंट थिंक कि इतना फोकस में रहता है आज की डेट में, क्योंकि प्रॉबेबली डिफेंस पे इतना लोग फोकस नहीं कर रहे हैं. दूसरे फॉर्मेट्स में स्विच करना पड़ता है, तो गेम इज़ वेरी फास्ट पेस. तो आई थिंक ये फैक्टर है स्किल का, डेफिनेटली रिक्वायरमेंट है स्पिनिंग ट्रैक्स पे खेलने के लिए. और नॉट नेसेसरली कि आपको स्वीप ही करना पड़े, आप अपना तरीका ढूंढ सकते हैं. और मेरे लिए एज अ बैट्समैन, मेरे पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से मेरा बेस्ट सोल्यूशन एक डिफेंसिव शॉट है जिसमें मुझे कॉन्फिडेंस हो कि मैं डिफेंस करूंगा तो ना तो बॉल शॉर्ट लेग सिली पॉइंट में नहीं जाएगी. तो आई थिंक वो एक एक गेम का पार्ट है जो थोड़ा बहुत पीछे चला गया.
थैंक यू कैप्टन. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.